Cannabis use is slightly ahead of alcohol now as a contributor to impaired driving. So let's chat about that. More people are driving high. That's not good.
It's not good that people drive high. It's not good that they drive intoxicated. There's four D's that I consider when you're driving that you don't do, Mike. You don't drive drowsy. You don't drive drugged. You don't drive drunk. And you don't drive distracted.
All right. And some people just shouldn't drive even when they're all there. So some
that's
at
right.
all.
That's,
but
that's why Uber and Lyft is doing so well.
There you go. So here's a question I had earlier. If a cop pulls you over and you've been smoking or gummies or whatever you do, how do they know? Is there like a test or something?
Well, back in the day when I got pulled over in 1992, they smelled the cannabis in my car.
You smell that.
That's a probable cause, and, you know, I was an idiot. I'd been smoking and driving down the road. Now, I didn't think I was impaired, but I rolled through a red light, and they pulled me over, and that's the way most of the times it was determined. In today's time, so many ways that people are using cannabis is not detectable by the smell. You mentioned a gummy. You mentioned one of these drinks. Here's the problem that I see, Mike. That test that they were referring to was a blood test taken at the hospital after accidents. And they found a little bit higher percentage of people had THC in their system than they had alcohol. Well, the rub to me is THC stays in your system far longer because it's fat soluble than alcohol does. So I could have had a gummy a week ago, not have any impairment whatsoever, be in an accident, they test my blood, boom, there's THC in my system. But was I really impaired when I was driving? Huge dilemma for our law enforcement people. How do you determine if somebody's impaired? Usually when they're drunk, it's pretty easy to tell. But when they're high, it's a different situation.
Well, there's my next question. You in the business, are there things on the horizon? Are scientists working? Are doctors working on a way to figure that one out?
They certainly are. There's been a couple of grants. A couple million-dollar grants have been issued for a manufacturing company, technology companies, to help law enforcement with something like a breathalyzer that you have for alcohol. Our breathalyzer is 90% of the time fairly accurate. The field sobriety test for alcohol, about 90% accurate is what the statistics tell us. Now, when we start dealing with people that are on THC, that's a different scenario. How do you really tell if that impairment's there? Good common sense for all of our folks and your listeners out there. Don't ever do anything that could harm someone else. You know, I'm a big believer in people's rights to do what they choose to do, but not if it's going to affect and harm somebody else. And this driving impaired, whether it's drinking or smoking weed, taking a gummy, taking Adderall or Xanax or anything,
anything,
people need to be very cautious about that.
Yeah, you know, it does come down to personal do you think that, J-Man, come on, we don't have personal responsibility anymore.
Millions and millions of Americans do this, and I think we all need to get a big dose of common sense in today's time, Mike. That sure be helpful for our country.
Yeah, yeah. But now you, because like you're every morning with breakfast, you'll have a gummy or something, won't you? Or one of these drinks, one of these infused drinks or something, won't you?
You know, I typically start my endocannabinoid system's regulation with some THC. Used to be I would smoke a joint. Now I might take a little drink of something, or I might eat a gummy. See, that's another thing that we have to be very cautious about with people. So many Americans are trying cannabis now. It's been much more accepted than it was in the past. So you eat a gummy and think, oh, okay, well, I didn't really feel anything. I'm going to drive on home. And 45 minutes after you ate that gummy or an hour, it kicks in for you. That's a bad scenario there. So I think people need to really use caution because cannabis products are being available all over the country now, whether it's at a gas station or a dispensary. You've got to make sure you're getting a good product. But I'm back on that. You know, my old mom, Alice Joyner, she says, I can't believe you drive around smoking that marijuana. You know, so I don't do it anymore. I'm not going to drive. I got a driver to drive me around, like Willie, you know. And she's like, is he smelling it? Do you have a
I want you to do your mom's imitation of your mom again. That was great.
You ain't driving around smoking that marijuana in that car, are you?
Years ago, when I lived in Texas, they had a commercial on, a TV commercial for a car dealership. It was this lady would come on and say, like, you don't better not be driving no ugly truck. I picture your mom saying stuff like that. Oh,
well,
man.
You know, she's 85 years old, Mike. And, of course, like I said, I got arrested in 92 for having two joints. And so my mother has been a staunch anti-marijuana person for a long time. And it was exciting to see a couple of years ago when we provided a THC topical, a cream that she rubbed on her foot for pain. She was like, well, am I going to get high from this? No, you're not going to get high, but it's going to make the pain go away. So she changed her attitude a little bit. But, boy, she sure don't like to see people smoking it. And she's proud of me for smoking less than I used to because of these gummies and these drinks now.
Yeah, but you know when she's with her pals at the facility or whatever and they're playing bridge, she's like, you know, my son, I wish he'd just drop all that. My son, he breaks my heart. No?
Well, you know, my dad was a veteran. He's three tours in Vietnam. And so my mom's a very patriotic person. And I think with so many veterans coming out and saying, hey, I'm getting some relief from my PTSD, from my anxiety, from my depression, from using these THC, cannabis, marijuana products versus pharmaceuticals that the VA gives them, are turning to the worst alternative, to drinking. And I want to point this out. Somebody has shared this with me. I'm going to share on my show. It's later on today. It drops at 4:20. Did you know that 25% more veteran women commit suicide than veteran men? And this is a big problem. Yeah, I just learned this out. You know, we have a big problem with committing suicide, and we've got women now in the armed forces. It's really starting to be a big issue. And we've been excited that the VA has really relaxed some of the penalties that they gave to our veterans if they had THC in their system. It used to be you could lose your benefits, your retirement, your medical, and everything if you tested positive for marijuana, and they're no longer doing that. So we see that as a real positive sign.
The Weed and Whiskey podcast drops at 4:20, the latest episode. Where do you find that? Because, by the way, it's my sister's, my remaining sister's 70th birthday today. She and her husband are going down to the dispensary in Iowa. Or Illinois, and they're getting freebies for her birthday.
Well, there you go. I know you shared with me before that she's really been able to get some relief from this, but it's nothing that you've ever used in your regimen of things,
never.
Mike. And you know, it's certainly not for everyone, but if some people can get some health benefits from this, I think that's a real big positive. It needs to move away from let's just get high and lay back on the couch and eat some Cheetos. You know, it's a new world now.
And you're the guy, man. You are the flag waver of that, and I consider you a good friend. Jerry J. Mann Joyner in Texas down there. I love it. Weed and Whiskey. I might get her a subscription for her birthday, maybe. I don't know. Hey, buddy, talk to you later.
We have free Weed and Whiskey. We used to charge $4.20 a month for subscribers.
$4.20.
And we decided to make it free for people. So just sign up with your email.
I'll put her onto it. Hey, J. Mann, have a great day and a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya. 1320 WILS. Of course it's 420. Yeah.